Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. I am Jim Galante. I'm joined by Bob Flounders and Andy Shea. Ross Tucker is going to be along a little bit later to handle Tucker's tape and ask Ross. If you like what you hear on the Keystone Kickoff Show, be sure to get everything we put out there by downloading the app from your app store. That is Keystone Sports. Before we get started, I just want to check in on you guys on lockdown. I'll start with you, Andy. How is the Shea family surviving?
Good. The 14-day quarantine for my daughter returning from Thailand is passed, so she was able to leave the house, which was a big deal for her and a big deal for us. I mean, we were self-quarantined as well, and I think I went out once to the grocery store in 14 days, and that was it because we needed food. So it was good to take the car and just kind of go for a drive and get gas and be able to move around just a little bit.
Yeah. How about you, Bob?
Yeah, I'd echo what Andy had to say. I'm glad his daughter is now finally able to kind of move around a little bit. But yeah, no, the city of Harrisburg is unusually quiet. But I guess you could say the same about just about anywhere in the state of Pennsylvania. I'm glad that a lot of people are adhering to the guidelines about trying to shelter in place, so to speak, and, you know, no limiting social gatherings, all that good stuff. I just really hope in a couple of weeks that we're going to see some real benefits from it. A lot of people are sacrificing. A lot of people have to sacrifice. A lot of people are sacrificing a lot more than we are. So says a lot, I think, about this country that a lot of people, I think, are starting to get the message. It took a little while, but I'm encouraged to see what's going to happen in a couple of weeks. Jim and Andy.
Yep, I think you're right. A lot of people are pitching in, and tell you what, it's real nice. I think I've told you guys before, we keep getting some very nice messages from our listeners who are just happy that we're still on the air presenting some Penn State football talk to them. All right, let's get started. Of course, it's quarter one. That means we're talking news and notes. Well, let's start with you, Bob. I know Thursday morning you were at Tim Banks' press conference. So what could you tell us about that?
Yeah, so Tim was asked. Obviously, Tim coaches Penn State safeties. So a lot of those questions, a lot of the questions he was asked were about the current safety group. He was asked a little bit about recruiting. Because of where Penn State's at with its 2021 class, Tim has some deep roots in the Michigan area. He heads up a lot of the recruitments of Michigan kids. And I think most Penn State fans probably know that, you know, as we talk about this, Penn State they're always for pursuing the best athletes in Michigan. You can look at some recruiting classes in the past and see that's true. But Tim talked a little bit about, you know, he's got a lot of roots in the Detroit area and he continually leans on them. Obviously, it's a great place for major college football talent. I think Penn State, you'll see them continue to reach into Detroit because there's a lot of good kids. You know, obviously Michigan and Ohio State are interested in as well, but he talked a lot about that. He also talked about why Penn State made the move to move one of their better corners, young corners, Trent Gordon. I'm confusing Trent Gordon from corner to safety. He actually said it wasn't really a sudden move. He said because of his size, you know, he's, I think, about 195 pounds. It goes around 5'11", you know, 6 foot. They feel like he had the size to play safety all along, but he also had coverage skills. Penn State's always looking for hybrid athletes who can do multiple things. I think he fits the bill. I also think that what goes on set in the conversation is, you know, Lamont Wade and Jaquan Brisker are both going to be seniors. Jonathan Sutherland is also a veteran player. You know, in a year or two from now, they're going to have to turn over that safety room, and they need to start developing and grooming some players they like now to play, not just in 2020, but I think in 2021 and 2022. They liked Trent Gordon as a corner, but you look at who they have at corner, and I think he was going to play a lot in. I think he was going to play a lot this season, but I also think that they could easily say the same about, you know, obviously with Tariq Castro Fields and Keaton Ellis and Marquise Wilson and Joey Porter Jr. You know, they had a little bit of a luxury there, and I think they probably had more of a need at safety. They're very good at identifying potential safety candidates. Worked out in the past, so he felt good about Trent Gordon, and he feels really good about Penn State's ability to recruit in the Detroit area, and he's not just saying that because that's where he recruits.
Andy, your thoughts on that?
So the thing about Tim Banks that stand out to me is exceptional developmental coach at his position. Like, think about the guys he's taken and transitioned from other positions and developed them in safeties. If you take that and look, even from the flips to offense to safety or special teams to safety, and safety not being their primary position, it's, for me, the gap is it's the twofold. Like, it's exceptional, the transitions that he's made and developed guys who did not come to Penn State as quote unquote safeties, coupled with the gap of guys who came to Penn State to play safety and who sort of streamed through the wash without ever making an impact. There's a big gap there, and I don't know which one you love more. Me, I think he's an outstanding developmental coach who just has not found that safety yet. But he's got bigger recruiting responsibilities than just the safety, but that's his position. So I like him. I think he's a really, really good coach.
I wanted to hit on something you talked about, Bob, and that was, you know, we're seeing this recruiting momentum seems to be picking up. And ironically, several guys from Michigan looking to make commitments or have made commitments to Penn State already. I kind of look at the recruiting nationally as a bit of a two-edged sword. You're building the pool, but you're also taking the chance with these remote guys. It's not like when you recruit the local guys where you think the commitment is more solid. What are your thoughts on that, Bob?
Well, I just think that when you go into Michigan, and specifically, I think a lot of the kids are not that far, you know, are not that far from Detroit. I think Detroit is it's a bigger city. I think the competition is great in that area. And if you just look even before this James Franklin recruiting push, you know, Joe Paterno was not afraid to go into Michigan and get some players that turned out to be very good. Anthony Adams was a Detroit guy that was a great player at Penn State, especially on that 2002 team. Tim Shaw, who was the linebacker on the 2005 team, was from Michigan. He played a lot of years at Penn State at a high level. And even a developmental prospect late in Joe's tenure at Penn State, Allen Robinson, was a Michigan kid. Unfortunately, his teammate Robert Bolden didn't work out, but I think the law percentages caught up there a little bit. But, you know, you look at those guys. So I think Penn State's always kind of wanted to establish a presence there just because it's a fertile ground. And I think, you know, I think they've had more success than more failure when they've tried to identify, you know, four-star kids in that area that want to kind of travel, and maybe they don't want to stay. Maybe they don't want to stay in state or play at Michigan State or Michigan. You know, obviously we didn't even talk about the current guys, Lance Dixon, a Michigan guy, and even the January enrollee. I think Enzo Jennings, I believe, is from Michigan as well. So I just think that this is something that, yes, Penn State is. I think that Penn State, when they're trying to recruit nationally, I think it's more south than it is maybe in the Michigan area, because I think they've always been there.
Well, you know, the other part to this, too, is success builds success. If you start going into an area and doing well with a player, the next player in that same school, you've already developed some roots there, and that helps things along. By the way, I think that Allen Robinson developmental player, he turned out pretty well, didn't he, Bob?
He did. He went from three catches as a like 6-team wideout in 2011 to a 1,000-yard receiver in 2012. under Bill O'Brien. And if you remember at that time, guys, everyone was all upset that Justin Brown left, and they thought Penn State's receiving corps was going to be in ruins. And I think that all along, I think Bill O'Brien that spring had identified Allen as maybe going to be that guy. And who knows, maybe Justin saw the writing on the wall. But yeah, you're right. He is one of the great developmental prospects in recent Penn State history.
Yeah. So when you're talking to, oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, Andy.
When you're talking about Penn State nationally and Michigan is one of those three footprints. I think where James and his staff are having success is there. As you can see in 2021, their recruiting pipeline starting to swell for that class. And it's no surprise, and it's national because that's what James has shifted to. But for me, it's Michigan, it is Virginia, and it's Florida. We know why Florida and Jay Onesider is doing an outstanding job, but those three states are where Penn State seems to be expanding its footprint with the most impact as they're up in their game. And I'm sorry, under these, you know, tight circumstances where nobody can go out and recruiting's different, I'm still of the belief that James is one of the best, if not the best of the country at taking an environment like this and swinging the gate in his favor. He has to be. He's that good at what he does.
Well, but and they're also opening up some areas that we would have never dreamed of, getting a quarterback last go round from Nevada. Right now,
right.
I'm very fascinated by there's a tight end in California by the name of Brock Bowers who they're in on. And again, no guarantee that they're going to get him. But, you know, it's not often that Penn State reached out to a place like California for a player. And I think part of where it's also by position. Our linebackers are going to come here because they're building up linebacker U again. Bob, I want to ask you, are they turning into tight end university also after Gesicki and Freiermuth and the way they've used those players?
Well, you know, if Theo Johnson can pan out in a couple of years and either Brenton Strange or Kuntz can do some things this year, I think you can definitely make that case because even before Gesicki, you know, Bill O'Brien had a nice little thing going. Unfortunately, it didn't work out. Kyle Carter got hurt. Adam Brenneman got hurt. But Jesse James was a good tight end, too. So, yeah, I think there's definitely something to Penn State being a really good home for quality tight ends that can play in the league.
And don't forget about running backs, Jets. Yeah,
that may be the lead one. All right, that's going to have to be it for quarter number one and news and notes. Stick around. Quarter number two, Tucker's Tape. It's actually the last round of Ross's review of the 2020 class. Stick around.
The sports world has been put on hold, including the blue-white spring game. This is as disappointing at GoPSURV.com as it is to all of you. If you made GoPSURV reservations for the spring game, contact Mark at 800-519-8467. And for those who've entered the free RV raffle through the KSN app, GoPSURV has announced that they will offer an RV for their first regular season game. If you've already entered, your entry will go towards that raffle. We look forward to seeing you in the fall.
So, what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma. Or the crisp, clean finish. That all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Everyone knows AAA gives you peace of mind when you're out on the road. But did you know you get other perks as well? Besides providing reliable roadside service for over 100 years, AAA also provides great discounts on entertainment, prescriptions, rental cars, hotels, insurance, and so much more. Take advantage of everything AAA has to offer. Purchase, renew, or upgrade your membership today at AAA.com.